Becoming a naturalized U.S. citizen is usually a pretty joyous event for those people who take the step.
It is a moment where one feels a kind of transformation, this making of a new citizen, if you will. Everybody stands up and takes the oath, and everybody thinks about what it means to be joining this new society.
That's physician and Harvard professor Ahmed Ragab. He was born in Egypt and became a U.S. citizen just last Thursday. The ceremony took place here in Boston at Faneuil Hall. Ragab says he really took to heart the speech that the judge gave that day.
She explained the new rights that we are acquiring as citizens and also the new responsibilities that we're having. It felt that now we have actually a say in what this country should look like.
Yeah, apparently you took that responsibility quite seriously because after you left Faneuil Hall, tell us where you went next.
After Faneuil Hall, we drove to Harvard Square, and there colleagues of ours from Harvard and from different schools across the Boston area were organizing a protest in support of our DACA students, a nonviolent act of civil disobedience.
Right. And important point here, you were arrested.
That's correct. Yes.
So you wrote about the experience for The Washington Post today, and I noted beneath the article various comments, some of them quite angry. And one says, LOL, first act as an American citizen is to go out and break the law, disrupting the lives of innocent fellow citizens and proud of it. How would you respond to that comment?
You know, we could disagree on what we believe is right, but disruption is actually a democratic tradition. This country is not built by the acts of few politicians deciding what the laws should be like. The laws and whatever gains the citizens have in this country were fought for in the streets.
Well, Dr. Ragab, you might not think you were abusing your new citizenship, but if others do, can you respect that?
Of course. Absolutely. I think it is absolutely everybody's right to protest and to pronounce their opinions and to share and contribute to the making of this country. It is indeed our duty to stand in juries and to be judges of our peers. It is our duty to participate in the decision making, and it is our duty to stand for what we believe is right.
So you were born in Egypt, grew up there, and went to medical school in Cairo. Did you engage in any public disobedience then?
Yes. I was part of political activism in Egypt for quite some time. In fact, I was in one of the protests in June 2010, which were just before the revolution 2011 that ousted Mubarak. Obviously, here, the rights of individuals to protest are way more protected than they are in many other parts around the world. And that's a fact that is particularly clear to me. But again, because your rights are protected, because your rights to protest are protected, your duty to protest is even more important.
So the district attorney dropped the charges against you and the case was dismissed. That does seem kind of like a privilege some protesters might not have if they weren't a Harvard professor. Did that privilege also feel very American too?
It is definitely a privilege. As a friend of mine put it, you know, we're trying to bridge this gap between law and justice. So again, the privilege comes with the responsibility. It comes with the responsibility to lend your voice, lend your body to what you believe in.
Ahmed Ragab, physician and associate professor at Harvard, and now a proud protesting American. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.